like to share with you my favorite story from the Bible. I'll be reading Miracles of Jesus. The title of my first story is The First Miracle. This is found in the book of John chapter 2. The First Miracle. One day, Jesus was invited to a wedding. The marriage was to take place in Galilee, in a town called Cana. Jesus' mother Mary was invited too. Everyone enjoyed themselves, but halfway through the wedding feast, the wine ran out. "What are we to do?" asked the master of the feast. "How can we enjoy the rest of our food without wine?" Mary overheard the worried man and thought Jesus might be able to do something about it. She whispered into her son's ear, "Can you help? This poor man has run out of wine to offer his guest." "Do you not ask me this?" Jesus replied anxiously. "My time has not yet come." But Mary was already turning to the servants, saying, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Not wishing to disobey his mother, Jesus decided to help. Nearby lay 6 empty water jars, from which the wedding guests had washed their hands before eating. Jesus told the servants to refill all 6 of the jars with water. "Now," he said, "pour a little of the water into a cup and take it to the master of the feast." The servants did as they were told. When the master of the feast tasted the water, it had miraculously turned into wine. "What wonderful wine! What a clever man you are!" he exclaimed, slapping the bridegroom on the back. "Everyone else serves the best wine first and keeps the cheapest until last, but you have saved the best until last." Only the servants who served the wine knew of Jesus' powers. This was the first miracle that Jesus ever performed. Hello, this is Faith. Today I'm going to read another miracle of Jesus in the Bible. The title of my story is Jesus Heals the Sick. You can find this story in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and Luke chapter 7 and 18. As Jesus' fame grew and grew, more people flocked to his side, hoping to catch a glimpse of him. The ill and diseased fought their way through the crowds, hoping that Jesus would heal them. One day, a blind beggar, unable to push his way to Jesus' side, shouted out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus heard the blind man's call and asked that he be brought to him. "What do you want from me?" Jesus asked. "Lord, let me see," pleaded the beggar. Jesus laid his hands on the man's head and said, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." When Jesus took his hands away, the beggar could see again. Another time, Jesus was asked to visit the house of a Roman soldier. The soldier's servant was very ill and close to death. As Jesus neared his house, the soldier rushed out to meet him. "Lord, although I am not worthy to have you enter my house, please say a prayer so my servant will be healed." Jesus was surprised and moved by the strength of the soldier's belief in him. "I have not seen faith as strong as this in the whole of Israel," he said. After Jesus had left him, the The soldier went back into his house and found his servant completely cured of his illness. What a wonderful miracle of Jesus. Jesus can heal the sick, and he can heal you too. The end. This is Faith. Today I'll be reading another miracle of Jesus. The title of my story is Walking on Water. This story is found in Matthew 14, Mark 6, and John 6. Walking on Water. After Jesus had finished speaking one afternoon, he told his disciples to sail home in their boats. He told them he wanted to go into the hills and pray, and he would meet with them later. But as the disciples made their way out to sea, the wind grew strong and it began to rain. The further they sailed from the shore, the worse the weather became. The wind howled. The driving rain lashed out their faces, and huge waves rolled and crashed around them. The disciples became very afraid. They didn't know if they were going to keep the boat from sinking. The worst thing of all was that it would soon be dark. It took all the disciples' strength to keep the little boat afloat. They worked hard all night, knowing that they would surely drown if they failed. As the sun started to rise, the disciples were very weary from all their efforts. Suddenly, they all cried out in terror when out of the early morning mist a ghostly figure appeared to be walking on water towards them. But the figure calmed them, simply saying, "Do not be afraid. It is I, Jesus." Peter could not believe his eyes and shouted out, "If it's really you, Lord, command me to walk on the water as well." Jesus held out his hand. "Come," he said. Peter scrambled over the side of the boat and tried to walk on the water too. But courage failed him and he began to sink. "Lord, save me," he shouted. Jesus grasped his hand tightly and held him back to the safety of the small boat. "Peter," said Jesus gently, "how little your faith is. Why did you doubt me?" Peter asked for Jesus' forgiveness, and then he had another disciple knelt down in front of him. "You really are the Son of God," they said. The end. Let me share with you the story found in Matthew 14, Mark 6, and Luke 9, and John 6. It is about Jesus feeding the 5,000. Feeding the 5,000. One day, Jesus was speaking on a hillside near to the shore of Galilee. Over 5,000 people had come to hear his words. By the evening, everyone was still there, listening intently to what he had to say. One of his disciples rushed up to him. "Lord, these people have been here all day with nothing to eat. They must be very hungry. And all I can find is a small boy who has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Bring him to me," said Jesus. When the boy arrived, Jesus took the basket of loaves and fishes from him and bowed his head to prayer. Jesus then began to walk among the people, handing out the food. Magically, the small basket of loaves and fishes never seemed to run out. Eventually, all 5,000 people had been fed until they could eat no more. There was even enough food left over to fill 12 large baskets. What a wonderful miracle! If God can feed the 5,000 with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, He can also provide us with all our daily needs. So we have nothing to worry about. What we shall eat or drink or wear, for our Heavenly Father knows what we need even before we ask them. Just believe Him. He can work miracles in your life too.